who is friend of the outcast and the poor. May we continue to offer support to all those less fortunate than ourselves. This morning we remember especially the catastrophic impact of the earthquakes in Syria and Turkey. May we each respond generously through our retiring collection to the Bishop's Earthquake Response Appeal, enabling financial support to be directed where it is most beneficial. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
At this continued time of significant economic and political uncertainty, we pray for the nations of the world and those who govern them, asking that they seek justice, mercy, and peace for all. May our elected representatives continue to engage in discussions, seeking solutions to the impasses presented in our current political climate. May personal gain be set aside as they seek to promote the welfare of all those they serve. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And as we prepare this week for our journey through Lent, may we be attentive to the voice of Jesus guiding us along your holy way. We pray for Bishop Abernethy and our Rector John as they lead us over coming weeks. And in a moment's silence, we remember before you, Lord, all those we know to be in need of your transforming touch as they face the challenges, stresses, and darkness of life. We pray especially for those who are unwell, including Kylene, and also those who are bereaved, thinking of the McNeil family following the death of Barbara. And in silence we pray. These and all our prayers we offer in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Let us pray. May God the Father, whose glory was seen in the mountaintop, shine upon you. May Christ the Son, who walked the road with his disciples, speak to you on your journey through Lent. And may the Holy Spirit guide your feet in the paths of righteousness and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.